Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome into this Monday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me, Grayson Weir. Double decker weekend come and gone. Ole Miss baseball not doing well. But hey, have no fear, because Matt Brown, friend of the program, of Extra Points, has got some more information about EA Sports College Football 25. We're going to get into that here momentarily. But as always, before we start the show, I want to remind you, our good friends at College Corner make this possible for you each and every day. Title sponsor of the show and the studio here. Three locations, Oxford, Flowood, and Ridgeland. You can still go enter in for a chance to win a signed Grove Collective football by Lane Kiffin. Oxford location only. Go in, make a purchase, leave a tip. It will go directly to the Grove Collective and will help all the college athletes on campus in Oxford. And it will enter you in for a chance to win that signed football by head football coach Lane Kiffin. The promo ends May 15th. Any tip, it could be a dollar, it could be $100, it could be $1,000, whatever you want to do. But you have to leave a tip, and it has to be in Oxford. Go check them out. Get you some tailgating supplies, as people are probably starting to count down the days to football. And you can go and get you a gift, get you a t-shirt, get you a polo, get you a hoodie, whatever you want to do. College Corner, that's on Sisk Avenue in Oxford, Mississippi, the new location. 4,000 plus square feet, it's really nice. Go see Scott and the folks there. They take care of us, and they will take care of you. Grayson, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning. It's officially spring has sprung. It's nice and toasty here in Nashville. Got to get the people the weather update that they so desperately crave every week. But yeah. I mean, spring is here. Summer's here. It's feeling good. Life is good.
Yeah. Weather was fantastic over the weekend for Double Decker Arts Festival. Saw a lot of pics, saw a lot of videos. It looked like everybody was having a great time down in Oxford. But news broke early Monday morning, right before we hit record here. It was teased last night by several people. And then our good buddy Matt Brown of Extra Points, which, by the way, if you're not already a subscriber, check him out, extrapointsmb.com. He is, look, if you're a video game sicko and you're excited for this video game, he is the guy to follow. He's been on top of everything for a long time. And he released some information this morning. He said that he had previously reported it's tentatively scheduled to come out July 19th with a full reveal coming in May. So that's right around the corner. One of the details the company plans to release in May is who's going to be on the cover of the game. So he made some calls. He talked to multiple individuals with EA. And right now it looks like there are going to be multiple cover athletes. There's going to be multiple versions of the game. EA is releasing multiple versions of the game. Each cover athlete is a current college football player who plays in a different power conference. So we're not going to have Nick Saban. We're not going to have previous Heisman winners or legends. We're not going to have any of that. The athletes will be current athletes, people who will be playing football this season. The athletes all play different positions. That means there's only going to be one quarterback, one running back, et cetera. He kind of threw out a couple names here on like who should be the cover athlete. Just some of the names here. Got Quinn Ewers of Texas, Carson Beck of Georgia, Dylan Gabriel of Oregon, Ollie Gordon II of Oklahoma State, Damian Martinez, who is now of the Miami Hurricanes, Cam Ward of the Miami Hurricanes, Jackson Dart of your Ole Miss Rebels is on here. Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter of Colorado are two other ones. Just kind of off the cuff. I know this is an Ole Miss podcast, and I certainly think Jackson Dart is worthy of being on this list. But if you had to set the odds or, you know, make an actual bet with your head and not your heart, who do you think quarterback, running back, wide, if you had to go quarterback, running back, wide receiver, who you think makes it?
Yeah, so I think it's interesting that if Matt Brown is right, which like he probably is, he never misses. I think it's interesting that they're only doing, you know, one player per position, because that's you know, then you have to decide which conference gets what position. So you have to value not only just who is the best, because if we're going by, you know, quarterback wise, you would typically think, oh, the SEC is the biggest, most important conference. So let's give the best quarterback in the SEC, which coming into this year, probably Carson Beck. I mean, other than Jackson Dart, right? Like just putting Dart aside, you would probably think Carson Beck, but then do you really want Carson Beck on the cover? Probably not, because Carson Beck doesn't have that superstar status that a quarterback, you know, should have. In which case then you wonder, does Colorado get the quarterback because Shedeur Sanders has Deion Sanders' last name? Or does a guy like Jalen Miller get it because Alabama? Probably not. Same situation as Carson Beck. Doesn't really have that star power. And as much as we love Jackson Dart, and you and I have been on the Dart train since, you know, he was a junior at Corner Cannon, he doesn't necessarily have that kind of QB1 star power either in terms of a national brand. We obviously love him in Oxford, and we know what he can do on the field, but if you say the name Jackson Dart, it's not the same as a Caleb Williams. It's not that same level. So especially interesting with this year's, you know, quarterback class is weak. You know, that's why all of these, we saw all the quarterbacks go in the six out of the first 12 picks on Saturday, because everyone's scared of next year's class. So it's interesting, like who has that star power? I don't know. I think you probably give Ewers the quarterback cover, just because Texas, whatever, then you then that eliminates, you know, who do you give the running back to? Because arguably the best running back in the country this year is Ollie Gordon, but then the Big 12 is already occupied. So if they are actually doing it the way that Matt Brown said, which I assume that they are, because Matt never misses, it'll be interesting to see. So if I had to guess, I would go Ewers gets the quarterback. Gosh, see, then running back, then I guess, because you're not giving it to Judkins because he's a first-year guy at Ohio State. Oh, no. Man. I don't know.
I think it's Ollie Gordon.
You think? So then who gets quarterback? Carson Beck?
I mean, I think it would be Quinn Ewers, Ollie Gordon, and Travis Hunter.
Oh, are they doing three per conference?
Or I is guess. It? Yes. The way it reads is,
so that changes everything. I misinterpreted it then.
This is what this is the bullet point from Extra Points. The athletes all play different positions. That means there's only one quarterback, one running back, etc.
Okay, so maybe they are doing like
So
quarterback, running back, wide receiver for each conference. I don't
maybe.
know. Yeah, I don't know, because if you're
I mean,
doing it one by one, I don't
yeah.
know. It's gonna be really interesting. There's so many players, because like I mean, Luther Burden is arguably
Yeah.
the best pass catcher in the SEC, but he's a
Sure.
Missouri guy. He's not gonna get a cover. You know, Trey Harris, as much as he is a superstar wide receiver, he's not necessarily this, you know, big name guy. He probably doesn't get a cover.
It's interesting. I do think that it look, if Matt Brown's putting these names out there, I feel like it's pretty sourced.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these are no-brainers, but also it seems pretty pointed that he's mentioning these specific names. Travis Hunter is the only wide receiver mentioned. I feel like that's pretty much a shoe-in.
Yeah, that makes way too much sense. I mean,
Huge,
just
huge brand, super talented. I mean, Quinn Ewers makes a ton of sense. Texas is Texas. It's a humongous brand, SEC now. He
yeah,
was
yours
great
seems like a
last
lock.
year. But I mean, Jackson Dart has a case.
He
I
should
mean,
absolutely be on a cover if they're doing it more than one position per region.
yeah, I mean, he has a legitimate brand now. I mean,
He's a bigger name than Brett, than Beck.
I would think so. Carson Beck is in the conversation. And look, Carson Beck's good. I think a lot of it is because of the helmet that he wears.
Yeah.
Why he's being mentioned, not why he's good. I mean, I think he'd be good anywhere, but I don't think it's Dylan Gabriel. I mean,
But if they're doing it by region, he makes sense for the West.
yeah. But
Because
would
you're
they give
not
it to Shador
putting,
Sanders?
do you have Shadur and Travis? I mean, in terms of marketing wise, you should, yes.
I mean, I don't get the Shador Sanders hype. I know there were some odds
Don't
that were
either, but
released over the weekend of who would be the number one pick next year, and Shador Sanders was up there. I think that's just some sports books trying to make easy money off of these people that were still betting on Colorado in November last year. I don't know. I mean, I think Dart has a legitimate shot. Ole Miss is a legitimate top 10 preseason team, a program that is now on the rise and is nationally relevant, is amongst the elite programs heading into this season. And look, whether Ole Miss people want to, pinch themselves or, throw some cold water on your face, this is a program that is expected to be in the college football playoff now. So I don't think it's too crazy.
No, I don't think it's crazy. It depends on how they format it. If they're doing multiple covers per region, Dart's probably the bigger name than Carson Beck, just in terms of like personality and media and visibility and branding. But then
Yeah.
if you look at it nationally, Dart falls down that list behind Shadur Sanders, behind, well, really just Shadur, I guess. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how they go about this, because there's going to be a lot of people who are irrationally angry over it. And that's always, you know, the best part of the summer, because now, you know, Ole Miss baseball's out of it. Unless Ole Miss softball, well, barring SEC tournament run, Ole Miss baseball's out of it. Barring a really great stretch for Ole Miss softball, they're pretty much out of the postseason at this point. It is officially time to turn the page and look ahead to next year, unless something miraculous happens in the next few weeks. But it's time to turn the page, and that's football season. And that starts, you know, especially now that it's back. But 10 years ago, football season started late July when that game came out. And you spend those 2 days when it's, you know, 95 degrees outside, crank up your AC, close your blinds, lock yourself in your room for 2 days, and take Hawaii to a national championship. You know, that is the time of year we're back. It's back. We didn't have this for 10 years. We didn't have this thing to look forward to in January, July, to get us through the summer, and here it is. So that's exciting, and it's fun to speculate on a video game, because we didn't get to
Yeah.
speculate on a video game for a decade.
I know. I think Ollie Gordon's the no-brainer for running back.
Probably the best runner in the country.
The rumored multi-million dollar man, you know, was going to get in the portal, and then Oklahoma State made sure he didn't. I mean, I feel like that's the easy one.
I don't know who else you, in terms of running back, I don't know who else. I mean, it's really Judkins, but you're not going to put a first-year guy at Ohio State, especially the way that the whole transfer went down. You're not going to put him on the cover. And then when you look at the next kind of running back in terms of star power, I mean, maybe even like it might be Rutgers. It might be what's his face, Kyle Monongi or whatever. Like, there aren't a ton of big name running backs in this group, so it probably is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Judkins would be crazy.
No, but then you like, have to put Travion Henderson even, in there too.
I was gonna say, is he even the best running back on his team?
Yeah.
But he's certainly one of the top running backs in the country. You could go really outside the box and do Jaden Ott.
That would be outside the box, but that would be cool.
Really, really tap in that Berkeley brand, Berkeley fan base.
The ACC.
Devin Neal at Kansas would be outside the box. Ashton Jeanty from Boise State, who I think is really good.
He is great, but he doesn't have cover power.
Yeah, I mean, outside of that, I mean, Amarian Hampton from North Carolina. Although the video game might be waiting to see if Amarian Hampton gets in the portal or not. He's still got 24 hours. Or I guess less than 24 hours. Ollie Gordon's a Doak Walker, the reigning Doak Walker award winner. That's like a no-brainer.
Ewers, Gordon. But then again, if they do their whole region thing, it's like, how are they splitting it up? Because a lot of these big name guys are all in the Big 12 this year.
I'm gonna have to reach out to Matt to get clarification on that. If it's gonna be like one and that's it, or will it be one per region? Because that changes things, obviously.
Absolutely.
Because like Luther Burden, absolutely should be, in my opinion, above Travis Hunter. And you've got Tet McMillan at Arizona. Stayed. Could have gotten in the portal. Emeka Egbuka at Ohio State.
Probably Egbuka would be the Big Ten receiver.
Yeah, I mean, Trey Harris has got a shot. I mean, Trey Harris is arguably one of the top returning players in the country, regardless of position. He's getting a lot of buzz for next year's draft. I mean, if we're talking outside the box, if you wanted to get real weird and real niche, I mean, you could go Elik Ayamanor at Stanford. I don't even know if that's how you say his name, but I mean, you remember when he had 13 catches for 294 yards and 3 touchdowns against Colorado? Was destroying Travis Hunter in that game, by the way. 7 of those catches and 2 of the touchdowns were on Travis Hunter, which Travis Hunter, you know, played like 400 snaps every game, so he was exhausted. I mean, there are some. But that's another thing to consider. Will EA go outside the box, or will they just go strictly chalk and try to get, you know, big-time programs?
If they're going outside the box, you could even extend it over to defense and look at a guy like Mason Graham at Michigan. Who else defensively? Like Harold Perkins, I guess. You know, he could be on there. Abdul Carter at Penn State.
Yeah.
Malachi Starks at Georgia. I'm trying to think, like Caleb Downs, I guess.
Caleb Downs.
Yeah. But it's just like, but then do they want a defensive guy on the cover? Because there's not there isn't a clear cut like household name for defense. It'll be interesting. I'm curious to see how they handle it, because there really aren't like that many names, and there aren't the Caleb Williamses in this year's, you know, senior class. There isn't that name that, like, if I said Caleb Downs, my mom would have no idea who Caleb Downs is, but she knows Caleb Williams. You know, so it's like, how do they value fame versus talent versus region?
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
It's concert season, and concert season is all about the boots. Already, Oxford and Ole Miss have seen Morgan Wallen lighted up at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss football star and Talk of Champions podcaster Jared Ivey bemoaned how his boots were lacking. He should have gone with Tecovas, the only stop for the Ole Miss fan and the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings for the spring and summer, including timeless, always on-trend styles in men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Stop by your local Tecovas store and have a complimentary drink or two on the house while you shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service, and many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
If you want, like, if you wanted to go defensive, if we're talking defensive guys, I mean, I could see James Pierce being up there.
Yeah, true.
For Tennessee, that's good value. If you want to take a future on a first round pick, he's I think plus 2,000 right now. Mm-hmm. He was a monster last year. I think he's probably poised to have a really good year again.
And D-line's at a premium.
Yeah. Maybe they want to be cute and do Danny Stutzman from Oklahoma.
That's an interesting one.
New I SEC like team. You know, he's pretty out there with marketability and
yeah,
you know, like that kind of thing.
That's a great sleeper.
Yeah, I mean, Will Johnson at Michigan at corner if you wanted to go corner. But, I mean, that's not – again, I need to reach out to Matt and get clarification on if it's going to be per region – if there's going to be, you know, three or four players per region or if that's it overall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I do think if you looked at Ole Miss, I think Jackson Dart and Trey Harris certainly have,
should be on there together.
A case. Yeah. I mean, those two holding the, the Peach Bowl trophy, I mean, that could work.
Actually, I bet there will be a few joint covers this year.
Could
That
be.
would be interesting. And I do think it's interesting too. I think this is a smart play by EA Sports to where they're not paying one singular cover athlete. So they don't have to spend a gobzillion amount of money to get a Caleb Williams on the cover. They're able to pay a little bit less money and kind of diversify that funds across the board because there's less, I don't know, negotiating value or space or whatever. If it is more than one cover as opposed to just one athlete, they can say, oh, well, we have other guys we can replace you with. If you're just the one guy and you are the guy, the Caleb Williams, the Quinn Ewers, whoever that would be on the cover, those guys could sit there and say, well, we won't do it for X amount of money. But now you can say, okay, fine. Ollie Gordon, you don't want to be in it. We'll replace you with Travis Hunter. We'll replace you with, whatever. So I think that's an interesting move on EA Sports' part that's kind of flying under the radar here. This was their way of not paying one singular guy a small fortune.
Yeah, which so in real time here, update from Matt Brown, not regional covers. So that eliminates all of that speculation. So it will be quarterback, running back. Yeah. So
Interesting.
one quarterback, one from another position, et cetera, is what Matt just said to me just now as we're recording this.
Breaking live right
Yeah.
now. You can only get it here at Ole Miss Spirit, $1 a month. What are you doing?
I'll ask him, see if I can get an answer. How many covers or positions? He may not know, but I will say one thing that you do not have to speculate about. There is no like up in the air concerns here. We have the answers for you. And that's USA Benefits Group and Drew Moak. If you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums by as much as 20 to 30%, you're aging into Medicare. You need a Medicare supplement plan. You can call him 601-953-8449. He's an Ole Miss grad. He's in Mississippi and he's licensed in seven states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage and he has access to 35 different carriers. So he can help you with all of your health insurance needs. So regular health plans, life insurance, dental, vision, all of that, he's got you covered. It's critical to not only have someone who is local, but also accessible. Drew is both of those. You can call him 601-953-8449 or visit usabg.com/DMOAK and get your free quote today. As I was telling you about Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group, Matt said, I asked him if he knows how many covers or how many positions. He said it's kind of like how 2K has a standard, a deluxe, and then like a, whoa, what is this edition of a game? So it'll be kind of like that. So
So it seems
they're certainly going to stretch the dollar at EA.
Ewers, Shadur, Travis Hunter. Those seem like the three kind of biggest names in this year's class. Though
Yeah.
those would be my guess for the favorites, just in terms of branding, not in terms of talent, not in terms of like their actual status. And then if you were to look at the SEC, Jackson Dart, Trey Harris, Carson Beck, ACC, like you said, Cam Ward is interesting. But do you put a guy who's on there as a one-year transfer? I don't know. Interesting. This
Yeah,
is a lot more fun of a conversation than I expected. I like this speculation here.
we're getting some mileage out of this. Yeah, I mean it's gonna be fun. And look, I maybe Ole Miss gets someone, but hey, if they're gonna keep making this game, there's gonna be more opportunities for Ole Miss to be on the cover. Yeah, I don't know when we'll get any finality. It'll probably be next month. But I don't know. Do we think EA will even release it?
If they're smart, they'll keep it a secret.
Yeah.
I don't
I
know, but at
would.
the same time, if you release it, then you get people talking.
Yeah. That's true. But I think that what they're doing right now is smart because we're doing a podcast about it.
Yeah, we are. We're talking about this at length. And
We
people
got a
are
lot of stuff.
interested. People care about this. Like, I've had this conversation a
Are you
lot with a
kidding
lot
me?
of people.
Dude, this
It's fun.
everyone cares.
We're back. It's here. We've been waiting so long for this.
If you don't care, you need to, because this is, yeah, it's gonna be a huge deal. I mean, servers will probably crash because of this game when it comes out.
Yeah. Speaking
It's gonna
of
be.
people listening, I have neither an Xbox nor a PlayStation. I currently only own Xbox 360 and only own NCAA 14 and NCAA Basketball 10. Hit me up. Let me know. Do I need a PlayStation or an Xbox? Like, which is the more sound investment for somebody who will only play this one game? I will not play all the other ones, so don't keep factor that in the equation. Like, if you're listening right now and you have a firm stance either way, please let me know, Xbox or PlayStation. I got to buy one in the next month and a half.
Yeah, I've owned both at one point or another in my life. Currently have a PS4, so I will be in the market to get a new system.
Yeah, let us know.
And I don't know if it's going to be a preference on who you are wanting to play with, because I don't know if it's going to be cross compatible. Like if you have an
It
Xbox,
should be.
whatever, will you be able to play with people or against people with a PlayStation? I don't know. That question might have already been answered, but that might play a huge role in your decision. If I had to give you an option right now, I would say PlayStation. I kind of like PlayStation better. I've also been playing it more recently, so I'm a little biased. I didn't dislike the 360 when I had it.
It's the only thing I've ever owned.
Yeah, I'd probably go PlayStation, just from my experience dealing with the interface and everything about it.
That's where I was leaning.
Seems, I don't know. I don't think you can go wrong. Speaking of going wrong or not going wrong, real quick before we log off, Ole Miss, you mentioned Corner Canyon earlier. Ole Miss landed a commit from Corner Canyon four-star wide receiver Jerome Miles late last night on Sunday. I talked to his coach early this morning. We'll have a
The program.
story. Yeah, I'll have a story about that later today. Look, I've seen some people really rave about this dude. I believe it was Greg Biggins of 247 Sports said he reminds him of Roe Madunze,
Oh, interesting.
which is high praise, first round pick. But a crazy athletic dude. I believe he broke his ankle in week two of the season and had to battle back from that. And then, no big deal, comes back from injury, has five catches for 121 yards and two touchdowns in the 6A title game. Corner Canyon is just a juggernaut at this point, pretty much has cornered the high school football game in Utah. If you're unfamiliar with the program, that's where Jackson Dart played, broke damn near every record, was Gatorade Player of the Year, Max Preps Player of the Year on three. Ranked him as a five-star after he just torched everyone in high school. Now you've got Zach Wilson's younger brother, Isaac Wilson, is the quarterback.
Oh,
He's
he's at
slammed,
Utah now.
or he was last year,
He
excuse me.
was. Yeah.
He was throwing to Jerome Miles last year. So they didn't skip a beat. They were still slinging it everywhere. Really good high school program. He officially visited over the weekend and quickly pulled the trigger and committed before getting back to Utah. Just some quick numbers here on just what kind of athlete he is. He ran a 21.30 in the 200 meter yard dash. Or excuse me, 200 meter dash, not 200 meter yard. That doesn't make any sense. That was a meet record. And then he also competes in the 4x100 relay. Collectively ran a 41.44. earlier this month. So intrigued to see what he does as a senior, as his junior year was cut short because of the injury. Still managed 19 catches, 486 yards, and 6 touchdowns. So he can go get the deep ball. He's got that track speed, but a big, big dude. He's already 6'3", close to 200 pounds. Big get for George McDonald before he starts his first year as wide receivers coach at Ole Miss. And yeah, Miles already has offers from Utah, Tennessee, Cal, Arkansas, Washington, UCLA, BYU, and Oregon State, among others. But quickly chose the Rebels after the official visit. I don't know if you've seen the tape or seen anything on him yet, but a hell of a get for Ole Miss.
Yeah, he's awesome. It's fun to imagine because you're looking at him, you know, not this upcoming year when they've got Jordan Watkins, Trey Harris, et cetera. You're looking at that kind of next group that comes in. So you slide him in next to Aiden Williams, probably Deion Smith, assuming that, you know, Deion doesn't have this insane year and goes pro, but probably Deion Smith, Aiden Williams, Caden Lee. And then now you're adding Jerome Miles into the mix. And I liked how, well, first and foremost, you know, it's the old, what's the classic saying, right? If you don't want to go to Ole Miss, don't visit. He went down to Oxford and quickly changed his mind, was originally committed to Utah, said, nope, never mind. Salt Lake's not for me. I'm going down to Oxford, going to go play. And I saw it was interesting. So two things here. The Wilson family loves him. The Wilson family loves Jerome Miles as, you know, a pass catcher, as a, just a talent in general. And then just also as a person, Lisa Wilson had nothing but great things to say about him. And then the other interesting thing I saw was, I don't remember who said the quote to what or where, but I saw something where Ole Miss told Jerome Miles that they're going to use him much like DK Metcalf. Which I think is a really cool way of, you know, imagining him in this offense, because Aiden Williams is not a DK Metcalf type of guy. Caden Lee is not a DK Metcalf kind of guy. So you've got three different types of players. You know, you're essentially solidifying your X, Y, and Z for the future by getting a guy like Jerome Miles in the system. If you haven't watched this tape, people that are listening, and you're looking for something to do to close out your workday today, pull up his highlight tape. Throw on some huddle. He's a lot of fun to watch. He's big, so he can kind of do that classic DK bully thing where, you know, he'll just sit down opposing defensive backs. But at the same time, he has more versatility than a guy like DK. DK obviously is known best for his kind of vertical routes. Jerome Miles is pretty shifty for a guy his size, and can get open in the open field on more than just a go route. He can run those kind of cuts and do a lot of things that a guy like DK can't. So to use him like DK and then also have the ability to, like, hey, run a different route to just throw the defensive back off of his scent, I guess. Really good fit, especially next to a guy like Aiden Williams and Caden Lee. I mean, the three of them, you shored up your receiver room now for the future.
Yeah, and then also Dylan Alfred, also in this 25 class. True. Really, really talented slot guy. I know people that have seen him in person, and recently too at camps and stuff like that, said that his route running is, far, far, far exceeds his age. A lot of that is attributed to working with Shea Hodge and Mike Espy, and he's at a really good high school program at Saraland now. He's originally from Goshen down on the coast, but playing his high school ball in Alabama now. So yeah, I mean, it's a very talented wide receiver room, with the potential of these two 25 guys joining the ones you already mentioned. And then, yeah, I mean, what's Ole Miss going to do in the portal next year? I mean, Ole Miss has shown the ability to go get, their guy in the portal. Got Trey Harris, got Juice Wells. The offense is starting to truly sell itself. You know, even though Kiffin is, you know, largely focused on establishing the run and being physical, you know, I think that's a testament to what Dart and Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins and Caden Priestcorn and all these guys have done.
For sure.
You mentioned Priestcorn, almost got a tight end over the weekend too, Hayden Bradley. A guy that, you know, told me – know, hey, Ole Miss knows how to use their tight ends. They produce. So, yeah, it's almost – I don't know if we're there officially yet where it's like Ole Miss is selling itself. Still think that the staff has to go out and recruit. But now, like, 11 wins, Peach Bowl, I mean, every game's on TV. I mean, people see it. I mean, a lot of these teenagers don't watch football. But it's getting to the point now where Ole Miss is just everywhere where you just can't really avoid it. And so you see what Ole Miss is doing. It's kind of hard to ignore. I think Ole Miss is going to continue to add four-star players. I mean, right now, the only five-star prospect that Ole Miss is truly in on is Caleb Cunningham, who's an in-state guy. Mississippi State's going to do literally anything they can to land him. Jeff Lebby and that staff have pretty much made it, you know, all or nothing with Caleb Cunningham. The area of Mississippi where he is from is a little bit more Mississippi State friendly. But is he going to be able to ignore it when Ole Miss is in the college football playoff and Mississippi State is playing in the Liberty Bowl? I don't know. We'll see.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. But yeah, so two commits over the weekend. You can read about that at omspirit.com. Like I said, I talked with Jerome Miles, his head coach at Corner Canyon. I will have a story about that and his game and what he brings. And I plan on talking with Jerome later today as he had some logistical issues getting back to Utah. Had a delay and, you know, He was late getting back home. So we're going to talk at some point today. So I'll have some reaction from him on the commitment. We'll have more stories from the official visit weekends. So, yeah, a lot going on at Ole Miss and at omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. If you're not a member, like Grayson said, it's only $1. Join, get in the conversation as things are really heating up for Ole Miss football recruiting right now. We've got portal coverage for basketball. As the basketball portal is still going, I expect Ole Miss to probably add at least one more, maybe two, depending on what other guys are doing on the roster. So already an elite class. You look at what Ole Miss has done. I'll throw this at, you know, usually we typically say no free ads, but shout out to Evan Maya. Really does a lot of good analytical work. He has some class rankings up. He's got Ole Miss in the top 10, Chris Beard has already brought in. So, look, the year didn't go like everybody wanted it to go in year one of the Beard era, but I think year two is going to be a completely different look, and I think the team is going to have a new attitude, a little bit of a different style, if you will. I think we're going to see a little bit more of the Texas Tech style of Beards off like a Beard team. So yeah, we've got all of that at omspirit.com. We appreciate College Corner, appreciate USA Benefits Group, and as always, we appreciate Grayson joining us on a Monday morning. Grayson, we'll do it again next week. Until then, go get you a PlayStation.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get something. I gotta wait a few weeks until the bank account settles a little bit, and then we're going to have to invest in the future here.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Matt Brown did just message me back. He said he doesn't think it matters. So I guess you can't go wrong. Interesting. So yeah. Do your research and just get you a new system. All right. That'll do it for this edition of the flagship. Appreciate everybody tuning in as always. Like, subscribe, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get it. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. We out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.